producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are the resistance, folks. We don't want to be the resistance. We don't want to be the tip of the spear. We just got to do it because we're it. We're it, and we're going in against these people. And I just look at my dumbed-down fellow Americans and others. It's so sad that they're in the clutches of these spiders. But I was ranting there, finishing up Rob Dew, and then David Knight's got points to make about the return of free speech. And if I could say anything, that's what InfoWars is about, is we are the return of free speech. We are the return of freedom, and we're just here to bring it. We're here to fight. We're not playing games. We're not backing down. We're committed. And the enemy knows that, folks. There's an energy in being committed to being good. And then they try to teach you, oh, that's just your opinion. There's no free will. No, folks, I got an opinion. There is free will. And communism and socialism and fascism and totalitarianism and oligarchies are total evil. And it's coming down. Finishing up, dude, before you host the show.
Yeah. Well, in addition to these leaders, these communist leaders, we've encountered their ground troops. And they act like, oh, we're here for women's rights and freedom. And then when the cameras go off, they look at you in that with that look. And they love killing babies. That's what they relish in, I think, the most. And they look at us and say, we're going to get you.
Folks, until you experience a devil worshiper uncloaking and go, I love Satan, I'm going to kill you and your family. Yes, you bet. I mean, they're not liberals. They're demon creatures. I'm sorry. It's true.
Yeah, it's disgusting what we're having to go through now in this struggle. And other countries have gone through it, and a lot of them have failed. They've gone under these socialist systems. And you always see what happens.
Well, I'm not going under your thumb. I'm trying to defensively stop this peacefully, but I got news for you, trash. It's called the Second Amendment. In the end, if you really want to fight, you're going to get one. And that's the thing about these cowards, man. Once you bring a fight to them, they roll over and squeal.
Yeah, I've read stories.
These guys aren't getting quarter. I hope they know that.
The Khmer Rouge, they got all these young people, and they went after educated people, and they brought people out into the countryside and turned them into slaves. That's what happened. That happened in the 70s. I mean, that's the kind of people you're going to be dealing with. And they think they're going to have a gun and they're going to be really tough and that they can push people around. And they're going to find when they come into America and try to bring that here that they're going to meet lots of guns, one behind every blade of grass.
That's right. It's Admiral Yamamoto discovered. Great job, dude. You're coming up. Get ready. Go ahead and get ready because you're about to host the rest of the hour. God bless you. Let's go back to David Knight. David, you had a whole point to make on this.
Yeah, you know, Alex, we got a story up on InfoWars.com. A campaign spokeswoman for Donald Trump said he single-handedly brought back freedom of speech, essentially pushing back against political correctness. We understand that political correctness is a tool. They try to take the moral high ground, the high ground of an argument, and that's how they win the argument, by dictating the terms. A good example of this is an article that was up on WND about how in the city of San Francisco, their manual has just banned using the phrase founding fathers. They want them to say founders. And, of course, they've taken other things out as well. The common man, mankind, man-made, man up. Do you see a pattern here? They don't like men, okay? And as the people who are pushing back against this, the Pacific Justice Institute pointed out, they said there are over 1,500 separate instances in which the Supreme Court and other lower courts have invoked the term founding fathers. And yet, ironically, this manual from the city is called bias-free language. No, their manual is filled with bias. And you have to understand, too, that
it's total
this is
slave language. It's slave language. Who are people dictating language? Cult leaders.
Yeah. And of course, it's not for the people who work there, who are city employees. This isn't just, we're going to shame you into submission. No, I mean, they could lose their job because they work for the government. The government says, don't use those words. I mean, this is absolute insane control.
They always broaden it to brown paper bags or he or she. I mean, this is just total cult brainwashing. And these fake liberals sit around giggling at us like it's funny. Why would you people want to be part of this Jim Jones operation? I mean, this is crazy.
And that's one of the things that makes Donald Trump so popular. He looks at him as like, I don't care for these. I'm not going to play by your games. This is a control game. I understand it. I'm shutting it down. Forget it. I'm not going to do that.
That's right, David Knight. Stay there. I'm going to come back and say bye to Rob Duke.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, lesson number one in relationships, send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. The pros at ProFlowers will help you deliver at Valentine's Day. And right now, you can get her an incredible bouquet of 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase for just $29.99. Just go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9999. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this Friday to get 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase for just $29.99. Let the pros help you win this Valentine's Day. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9999. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 9999.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today.
Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more focused, less brain fog, more energy, and it's because of Brain Force.
There's always hidden additives in your food. Even organic food has hidden additives. Staring at the computer all day, working, doing good, you're still damaging your brain. Ultimately, we've all been dumbed down to some degree.
It doesn't have stimulants. It doesn't have garbage in it. It has natural things that do it clean.
You will find Brain Force and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Talk show host is Alex Jones. He's a conspiracy theorist, radio talk show host, Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
His name is Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
Radio talk show host and conspiracy theorist, Alex Jones.
Alex Jones, a nutjob radio guy.
Talk show host, Alex Jones.
A man who trades in such sinister conspiracy theories, you have to wonder if he really believes half of what he says.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Speech. Can anything be done to stop the hatred?
I think Alex was the one who took the pro-gun position.
1776 will commence again if you try to pick off firearms.
I don't want that man to have a gun.
Alex Jones is a 9/11 truther.
That conspiracy theory comes from the mother of all conspiracy theories. It's an internet talk show called InfoWars.
I heard that on Alex Jones, so it's true.
Dave?
I heard it on Alex Jones, so I know it's true.
They're making some very serious allegations against the U.S. government, saying that they stage attacks, they allow them to occur in the United States against U.S.
citizens.
Alex Jones may sound crazy.
I think that Alex Jones is
is a lunatic.
That man's a threat to this country.
He is a conspiracy theorist.
Deeply, I think, racist.
I just got called racist by MSNBC.
He's considered legit among the crazy.
Challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match, show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally, and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
Keep shoving lies at your audience, jackasses.
I like that, guys.
That is the best.
We have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters. The bigger this war gets, the more freedoms we lose.
A fog that has descended on our entire nation.
The globalists are going to blow stuff up and blame it on you.
But Hillary's the one who runs the cover-up.
Everything you've heard us talk about is now going to unfold in triplicate stage.
It's as real as it gets.
I had a Supreme Court justice tell me to my face, it's over for me. I said, Matt, it's over for you. They've got the votes now to enforce copyright law. You're out of there.
You want it, baby? You're about to get it.
Concord Bridge to serve tea, be tolerant, and see how many guns or what kind of guns they came to take. We met them at Concord Bridge, and we blew their punk-ass brains out.
InfoWars has been able to break every record, infiltrate every operation, blow the criminal cover of operatives more than any other institution out there of freedom. And I'm so proud of that.
The notion that Hillary has somehow been an advocate for women. No, Bill rapes them physically, and then Hillary rapes them psychologically.
I hope the enemies of this broadcast, when you lie about us, when you censor us, when you attack us, when you delist us, when you do that, you're signing on to the other side.
These people are of the devil. Let's be very blunt about this. Raise hell and demand accountability.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The crowd is now moving forward toward the barrier. The police have been telling everybody they're going to shoot if we don't move back.
Their defeat will be ultimately a crushing one.
That's right, my friends. We come to you from the very front lines of the info war. And the fact that my little operation in 21 years has had the devastating effect against the enemy it has, it's a testament to God Almighty, not us. It's a testament to all of you out there. That's what makes me so frustrated and so angry, is because we're so close to freedom, folks. Not some utopia, but a true world based on human liberty, based on true liberalism. But we have to defeat the counterfeits first, the Republican and Democratic parties, the other crime syndicates that are threatened by human freedom, that are threatened by success. But we are so close, my friends. They could feel it slipping away from them. We are so close to human empowerment that is so amazing. And that's why I get so angry. You're not going to be fulfilled. There's always a balance with big wealthy systems. And obviously it's good to have GI bills and help folks and some systems. That's part of a normal community, but it's not socialism. When it's socialism itself or communism delivered from on high, and they tell you that wealth comes from redistribution, you've entered a very scary prison. And it goes the same way every time. I'm going to hand this over to Rob Dude, who's got McAfee coming up and a lot of other news today. But I just want the listeners to understand that, hey, we're winning. You're winning. World governments openly admitted the fact that the banks are rigged, the interest rates, the currency rates, the everything is rigged. The fact that world government's being established, the fact that all this is happening, the admission of, yeah, we want to get rid of the family. It's bad. They've gone from nobody wants to get rid of your family to, well, of course we do. They're here. They're in our face. And they have no power if we stop submitting to them. One of their last major moves they have, as I've said many times, is to start a civil war. They've tried to start a racial war. It doesn't mean there aren't some real issues from every perspective, but the globalists want that, so it's not good. You can see why it's not good.
Same thing. There are a lot of bad police out there. There's bad things the cops are doing. I'm totally against it. Most of that's globalist training. Do we want to just go out and shoot cops in the back of the head when they're pumping gas? No. That's, again, a globalist Soros operation to create destabilization. That's all they've got in the end, is to get us fighting with each other. We have to stand against the New World Order. We can do it together. It's happening now. We have to realize real choice and real freedom comes from free market, but real free market, real politic, not this managed, controlled, engineered system. But we ourselves have to be strong and have to be involved and have to be chivalrous, and we'll change the world. We can't just blame the system. We have to be the leaders. We have to be, to quote Obama, the change we want to see in the world. I'm going to hand the baton to you, Rob. Do a great job to the crew and everybody else. I'm coming back tomorrow, and I'll be live in studio, Lord willing, Friday. I don't take anything for granted, but InfoWars is a very special operation. We have providence. We can see it. We can feel it every day. But not just InfoWars. The American people have providence. America and its destiny affects world destiny. And other nations as well affect the world destiny. Let's realize the incredible time and place we're in right now and be part of that and not just decide that TV and the dominant culture dictates reality. They want to make us think they dictate reality because we dictate reality. All right, I'm handing the baton right now to Rob Due at the Central Texas Information Warfare Center. Infowars.com.
Thank you, Alex. That was Alex Jones reporting via Parts Unknown. He's taking a well-deserved break, but he's also doing investigations. If you notice, Alex Jones really never takes a vacation. He is always out there working, always trying to show you how you're being manipulated, how society is trying to pull the wool over your eyes into what's really going on. And one way I see this is a article that Kurt Nemo posted this morning. Liberal media, only the brain dead support Trump. And there they have him depicted as a member of the insane clown posse, like the third member, the third leg of those guys, because only brain dead people would vote for Trump. I saw this last night from the Huffington Post. Racist, sexist people voted in mass to put Trump ahead in New Hampshire. Not looking at if you voted for Rubio, you're not brain dead. If you voted for Kasich, Jeb Bush. You know, it just boggles the mind that if you vote for somebody who's not establishment, the mainstream media will come after you. Now, speaking of Jeb Bush, we've got some bombshell video of Jeb Bush making fun of 9/11 victims' families. And he's not at a 9/11 rally or anything like making fun of them there. But wait till you see this video. Wait till you see this video. Guys, do we have it yet? I know we were working on it Josh Owens was working on editing it. Okay. We're going to play it in the next segment because I don't think we have time to get to it in this segment. But let me break it down for you. There's these 28 pages that they were omitted from the 9/11 Commission report. Basically, it talks about how we were in with Saudi Arabia and how we knew, they knew, they had the intelligence that the 9/11 hijackers were from Saudi Arabia and they were going to pull off this event. And that was buried. It was omitted from the 9/11 Commission report, which even people who were on the commission said it was set up to fail. It was a boondoggle. It was a dog and pony show. Well, Richard Reeves, while he was out on the campaign trail, confronted Jeb Bush about the 28 pages. And what he says, anybody who voted for Jeb Bush, in my opinion, is brain dead. If you support Jeb Bush, you are brain dead because this man does not care about anything or anyone in our country. He cares about his legacy. He cares about the Bush family dynasty / Clinton dynasty. That is who he's in it for. He's not in it for you. There is no way in hell this man is in it for you. And you can see the way he mocks the question that is asked to him about the 28 pages. The biggest terror attack on our soil, if you really believe that it was an outside terror attack. Wait till you see this video. And we tie it in with a bunch of other videos of people calling for the release of it, victims' families from 9/11 calling for the release of these 28 pages, senators, congressmen talking about it. Everybody wants to see what's on these 28 pages. Yet no one's allowed to talk about it. No one's allowed to see it. We're not allowed to show it to us. And when asked about it, Jeb Bush makes it into a joke. Jeb Bush, you're the joke. That's the funniest thing. You're the joke. You spent, I think it came out, $1,800 per vote that you got, and you're in, what, third or fourth? Fourth place. Fourth place. $1,800 a vote. Trump spent $40 a vote, if you look at it. Ridiculous what we have going on here. I'm also going to have John McAfee at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about Obama's new cybersecurity bill where he wants to put $19 billion now to spend. And basically, that's to set up a spy grid to spy on you. Yeah. They're going to be spying on you through your dishwasher, through your lights. Everything's going to be a spy device. Anything connected to the grid is going to be a spy device. So stay tuned for that and a whole bunch more. It's Rob Due with the Fourth Hour of Overdrive, The Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Watch us live on TV, Infowars.com/show. Stay tuned.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war as the enemy approached, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, and to the lining of plastic, that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex, the latest product from InfoWarsLife.com. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex. And finally, for a limited time, when you buy the synergistic duo of Anthroplex and Super Male Vitality together at InfoWarsLife.com, you'll get 15% off and free shipping. That's a limited time.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
All right. right, this is a short segment. Rob Dew here, quarterbacking the Overdrive Hour of the Alex Jones Show. You can watch us on in video, Infowars.com/show, or you could go to PrisonPlanet.tv if you're a member, and you can share your username and password with up to 20 people. I direct you now to the screen here. It shows our video went up 4 minutes ago. Jeb Bush mocks 9/11 victims' families. There it is right there. We just put this up. We're going to have an article coming out, and I want to play this video now. And this is Richard Reeves talking to Jeb Bush, asking about the 28 pages. Will you declassify me for president? And just watch his response. This is what he thinks about you out there. So let's roll the video.
You doing well? Excellent. Good to see you.
Governor Bush.
How we doing?
Good. All right, good. How you doing? I was wondering, would you be in favor of seeing the 28 pages that have been redacted from the 9/11 Commission report? Would
you
be wanting to see those released?
Yeah, I'd like to see them. You got them?
Well,
Andrew may have.
Hopefully we can get them. Thank you.
Would you
be in favor of seeing the 28 pages that have been redacted from the 9/11 Commission report? Would you be wanting to see those released?
Yeah, I'd like to see them. You got them?
Well,
Andrew may have.
Hopefully we can get them. Thank you.
For the few who have seen them, they're known as the 28 pages.
In those pages are names of people who allegedly helped the Al-Qaeda killers, but who have never been held accountable.
Potential sources of foreign support for the September 11th hijackers. Classified by the Bush administration. Why the 28 pages remain hidden from the public remains a mystery.
We know the 28 pages from Senator Graham and Senator Jones that have seen it, and military we've had on that have seen it. It says Saudi Arabia ran the attacks to blame Iraq. That was always the plan. And then our own government, bare minimum, stood down. And, of course, it was more than that. But we have the fact that it now, to a great extent, was an inside job.
I have read the 28 pages, and the 28 pages have nothing to do with national security. Nothing. Or I wouldn't be standing here. It's all about relationships and involvement in 9/11.
I want those documents declassified. I'm embarrassed to be associated with a work product that is secret.
I am convinced that there was a direct line between at least some of the terrorists who carried out the September 11th attacks and the government of Saudi Arabia. He called it a smoking gun. And he went on to say, the reason for this cover-up goes right up to the White House.
This is sort of shocking when you read it. As I read it, we all had our own experience. I had to stop every couple pages and just sort of absorb and try to rearrange my understanding of history for the past 13 years and the years leading up to that. It challenges you to rethink everything.
What do we know is in the 28 censored pages of the 9/11 report? People that have seen it said it would bring down the whole system.
I've met with and talked to multiple members of Congress who read it. They are convinced the American people need to see it. It has to do with information which is not convenient to the White House, either White House, the Clinton White House or the Bush White House, and it has to do with an ally, but since it looked the other way, it allowed a lot of support for the terrorists who conducted the attack.
We're here today to call for a release of those 28 pages. The survivors, civilian heroes, and families of the victims of September 11 terrorist attacks, some of whom are here today, deserve the full truth.
We cannot let page after page of blanked out documents be obscured behind a veil, leaving these families to wonder if there is additional information surrounding these horrible acts.
My son, Matthew C. Salito, was murdered September 11th, 2001.
On September 11th, I lost my husband, Tom Strada. My husband, Victor, was the captain of United Flight 175 that struck the South Tower of the World Trade Center on September 11th at 9:03 a.m.
My father never got to see me compete on my horse, cheer me on at a lacrosse game, or hear me speak at my middle school graduation.
When you tell me there's a security risk and that's the reason you're not making these public, Mr. President, I call you a liar.
He would be laughing and saying, you go get him, Terry. You go get him. Don't let them get away with this. Don't let them hide the truth. And don't let the people that were behind it not pay.
Every nation in every region now has a decision to make. Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Governor Bush.
How we doing?
Good. All right, good. How you doing? I was wondering, would you be in favor of seeing the 28 pages that have been redacted from the 9/11 Commission report? Would
you
be wanting to see those released?
Yeah, I'd like to see them. You got them?
When I dream of my wedding day, I will carry his picture and wish he were there with me.
Yeah, I'd like to see him. You got him?
My son's dead. and I don't know all the facts.
Yeah, I'd like to see him. Go.
Keeping it a secret about those who facilitated it must end now.
Well, Andrea may have him. Hopefully we can get him. Thank you.
That sad sack of pus, Jeb Bush. We have the article right here, exclusive. Jeb scurries when confronted on missing pages of 9/11 report. This man is a disgrace to humanity. Get this video out to everybody you know. We'll be right back with John McAfee here. He won't be here in studio, but he'll be on the line. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Longevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Longevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the fourth hour of Overdrive. I'm your host, Rob Zoo. Did you get, during the break, we had a three-minute break there, did you get out the video, Jeb Bush mocks 9/11 victims' families? Did you send that out to everybody you know? We also have the article, exclusive, Jeb Bush scurries when confronted on missing pages of 9/11 report. Yeah, he's a little parasite that doesn't want to tell you what's happening. You can see here, I tweeted it out. If you can get a shot of that on the overhead cam. Get this video out to everyone you know. Right there, Jeb Bush mocks 9/11 victims' families with the YouTube link. Also underneath that, I wanted to show you this, too. Everybody's talking about Bernie Sanders' big win, got 60% of the votes. Look at the delegate numbers over here. He's got 13. Hillary got 15 with not even 40%. That's common core math, people. Right there. That's what the socialists are going to bring you. And we have Leah McAdoo. She's going to be reporting on that tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News hosted by Jakari Jackson. We're going to have that. And coming up, we're going to have John McAfee, who's on the line right now. But first, you got one day left. Get Silver Bullet for 15% off, plus another 10% off if you're using AutoShip. You've heard me talk about Silver Bullet. I mean, this is powerful stuff. Very, very powerful. I use it all the time. Stuffed up nose. Shoot it up my nose. Lungs are congested. Breathe in mist. I forget what those things are called. Nebulizer. Nebulizer. It's what I have, a sonic nebulizer. Man, let me tell you, Silver Bullet is awesome. 30 parts per million of silver based in a deionized water. It stores for years. I use it all the time. And you got one more day to get 15% off plus 10% off if you use AutoShip. And AutoShip is great because you don't have to remember to reorder it. It just, boom, it's automatically there. Boom, boom. You can set it up for, they have different, yeah, look at that. 30 days, 14 days, 42 days, 60 days. So there you can set it up with AutoShip and you get an extra 10% off. Also, we have another special that ends tomorrow, and that is the Anthroplex Super Male Vitality 2-pack. Or I guess it's, you get them both together, one each. You get 15% off and free shipping, and that special ends tomorrow. Anthroplex is synergistically works with Super Male Vitality by using key ingredients that you've been asking for, like horny goat weed, zinc orotate, and a new balanced blend of other organic herbs. Anthroplex was created to help restore your masculine foundation and stimulate your vitality with its own blend of unique ingredients. Now, my guest coming up, who is definitely, he's a gun enthusiast, he's an entrepreneur, inventor of McAfee antivirus software, it's John McAfee. And we're going to talk about Obama's cybersecurity plan. He wants $19 billion now to basically spy on you. We just have an article come out by Kit Daniels. John McAfee, Obama administration too incompetent to implement cybersecurity. Totally agree with him on that. I don't think it's there to implement cybersecurity. I think it's there to bolster the spy grid. So I want to get his opinions on that as well. And he says it will end in failure if implemented. According to cybersecurity expert John McAfee, he's been a longtime guest on this show, big time gun enthusiast. I've gone out shooting with him a couple times. John, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, sir. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you.
Being a gun enthusiast, I think Alex put out a video last year of he and I shooting a 50 caliber handheld.
That's right. Sidearm.
So I had, yeah, and you're not going to find a photo of me anywhere online where I'm not either packing with a shoulder holster or carrying a shotgun or an AR-15 or something. I'm indeed a gun enthusiast. Strong supporter of the Second Amendment, and I oppose any and all regulations.
I like it. I mean, I like it. You're also running for a Libertarian nomination, too.
I'm running for a Libertarian nomination for the presidential election in November. I feel certain I will get that nomination. I joined the Libertarian Party for a couple of reasons. Number one, I started my own party, the Cyber Party. As we got into it, by the way, I'm $9 million in debt now, attempting to get on state ballots. Ross Perot, with all of his billions, only managed to get on 37 state ballots. We estimated a cost of between $50 and $70 million. Now, there's something wrong with this system. I mean, it is screwed up where you cannot be an average American, no matter how talented, intelligent, dedicated, or how much you want to serve this country, and win against the two giant machines that rule this country.
Yeah, I agree. That's so they could parade people out like Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio, John Kasich, just people with no real substance. I'm kind of iffy on Ted Cruz as well. And, you know, so far, I like the fact that Trump's an outsider, but he's kind of an insider as well. But at least he's using his own money. He's not taking money from the taxpayers. He's not getting money from donations. He's putting up his own money. And so you've had to put up your own money as well to get on these ballots. How hard is it as a third-party candidate to get on a state ballot?
Well, it's virtually impossible in states like California and Florida. I mean, the expense is enormous. You know, you have to have 500,000 signatures. Do you realize what it costs per signature? We're talking about $10 to $15 per signature. It's an insane system. So the Libertarian Party has ballot access in all 50 states. That's what they bring. What I bring is technology and cybersecurity into the Libertarian Party, which has been lacking in the Libertarian Party up until this point. So I think it's a perfect mix. And in terms of my own heart, I have lived the life of a libertarian. I believe in personal freedom, small government. I mean, some days I would wake up and say, no government. It's that bad.
I hear you there.
we have our government that sucks up $3.8 trillion a year in nonsense programs. Our Department of Housing and Urban Development, $1.2 trillion a year. For doing what? And the Department of Agriculture, $300 billion to pay farmers not to grow food. I mean, it's insane. It has to change. And as far as cybersecurity is concerned, we have none. 2 days ago, it was announced that the FBI was hacked. And also the Department of Homeland Security.
How convenient. How convenient, right?
How convenient. And Obama's plan, which is basically education, will do nothing. I mean, we are on the verge of a cyber war with China and Russia. There's no difference between those two countries as far as relationship to the U.S. is concerned. They both would like to see us disappear. And they have a technology. They can push a button today and shut down our entire power grid, our emergency services, our communications, our food distribution systems. We would collapse as a nation. And we have no alternative because we have no way to fight it. Proof, last year, the Department of Personnel Management, 21 million records of every employee of the U.S. government for the past 50 years, was sucked up by the Chinese. It was like taking candy from a baby. This cannot stand. We have to have strong cybersecurity, and there is simply no one in the government today capable of designing and implementing it.
Well, and no one trusts the government either. I mean, here we have, this is Wired back in, I think, 2012. CIA chief will spy on you through your dishwasher. That's what they're concerned about. They're not concerned about cybersecurity. They're concerned about spying on the American people to find out who doesn't agree with their agenda. And here's another one just came out in November. Li-Fi has just been tested in the real world. And it's 100 times faster than Wi-Fi. All that stuff's going to be connected to the grid. And that's basically Wi-Fi through light pulses. It's going to be reading stuff through light pulses. Tell us how that technology works, John.
Well, you know, it doesn't work very well. I mean, it works extremely well, but not for our benefit.
Exactly.
First of all, most of the Internet of Things uses off-the-shelf software. I mean, for example, a refrigerator manufacturer, they know everything about making things cold efficiently and keeping it cold. Most know nothing about cybersecurity, so they buy off-the-shelf components which can be easily hacked into, not just by hackers, but by our government. Now, our government is basically a criminal organization operating behind a black curtain that we cannot see through. We don't have a clue where our tax dollars go, what's actually happening. I mean, we're talking about Hillary Clinton's emails. They are so confidential that even members of Congress cannot read them. Nobody knows what is really happening. That also has to change. The government was created to serve the people. This is a government of the people, by the people, for the people. But now it's become a government of the powerful, by the powerful, and for the powerful. That has to stop.
I totally agree. And go back to China, what you said about China. Here's an article. Security backdoor found in China-made U.S. military chip. So we're designing these chips, but they're getting made in China, and they have secret backdoors in them. Everything is coming out of China, and it all can be hacked because either, A, we're not designing our stuff right, so that means we're incompetent, or, two, we're designing stuff with those backdoors so we can use them, but also the Chinese are piggybacking on that.
Right. Well, what's worse than the military stuff is the fact that every single router used in America today uses chips designed and created by China. And we have already discovered that China has placed backdoors into those chips. Now, think about this. That means that our entire communication system could be shut down if we piss off the Chinese. And you know that will happen. We don't even have to make them angry. They don't like us. This is a fact of life. They really do not. I'm sorry to say it. And for good cause. I mean, we have been the world's policemen for 50 years, interfering in the affairs of foreign nations. You know, we bomb countries right and left, and then we wonder why people are angry at us. Good God, we need to look in the mirror. We have problems here at home that are not being solved. Instead, why should they? Because we are the enemy to our government. They treat us like the enemy. Going through the TSA, what do? You take off your shoes, you take off your belt, hands in the air, being frisked. They scrutinize your
prisoner training.
Right. It feels like going into prison.
Yeah.
It does.
And they even say, hands up, when you go into the body scanner. They go, hands up.
Yes. I don't feel protected. I feel like the enemy. And if I feel like the enemy, I am the enemy. We have a heart for a reason, so that we can sense the insanity around us. And it is insane to say, look, the NSA says, we want to investigate every aspect of your life because we want to protect you. And we can't do that unless we can assure you that you are not the enemy we're protecting you from. Think about it. That's the reality. It's crazy.
And you're trusting the government with this power to keep you safe when they can't even build a healthcare website with billions of dollars thrown into it, hundreds of millions thrown into it, and they can't even make a damn website work that's supposed to give you the free healthcare that they talk about.
No, and actually the healthcare costs more now.
Yeah.
So we spent $200 million. We got the first $100 million building it, another $100 million fixing it, and it's still not fixed. And now everybody has to pay more. It is a monstrosity, everything about it.
And now they want $19 billion to update the cybersecurity grid across this nation. You think that's going to keep you safe? You think that's going to keep your credit card records safe? No, well, private companies do that.
Yes, how are they going to do it? Because there obviously is no one inside the government today capable of doing it. Every single agency within the United States government has been hacked in the past 2 years. So, Christ, if there is someone in the government that is capable, they need to be fired because they haven't done their job. No, the fact is no one within the government is capable. It is too bureaucratic. It is too old. It is managed by sick, tired, old directors that need to go home.
Yeah, I totally agree. And in fact, you actually, didn't you go testify in front of Congress at one point?
No, I refused. Because it wouldn't have done any good. For Obamacare, yes, the Republicans asked me to come and testify. I said, what good is it going to do? No, I refuse. Well, because seriously, do you think it would have mattered? No. We have a machine that has its own direction, its own power, and its own purpose. And me, even as a cybersecurity specialist, I can't change that. We need to invoke Article 5 and throw every son of a bitch out of there. Or we need someone as a president with the strength and the conviction to serve this country and to change what he can change or she can change. And we haven't had that since Dwight Eisenhower. I'm not saying Dwight was a great president, but he was the last president who didn't want to be the president. Good God, he had nuclear arsenals at his command during the war. He was the general. He had battleships and planes. Do you think it was a promotion to be the president? No, he did not want to do it. But he had the need to serve the country that he had protected. And he did so. And that was in the 50s. I lived through the 50s. I'm 70 years old. I know what dreams are made of now. In the 50s, anything was possible. Anything. Now what's possible? Well, a lot of government regulations and red tape. The absolute certainty of the worst coming.
The government picking winners and losers in business, they decide, they get to decide who's going to move on into the next round. And it's sick. And they want to kill innovation.
If you want to start a business, you've got thousands of pages of documents. You got to prove your work safe is placed. You've got to prove all kinds of nonsense which have nothing to do with entrepreneurism. Taking an idea which can help all of us and implementing it. It's almost impossible today. It is because the government wants control over everything. I don't need a mother and father. I did not, you know, we did not create the government to be our mom and pop, to tell us what to do. Hell no. We created the government so that we could tell it what to do. It should be our servant, not our boss. It has become our boss, our manager, our mom and pop. It tells us what we can put into our bodies, what life-saving drugs we cannot have because they may be dangerous to the terminally ill patient. They tell us that we cannot openly carry guns, even though the Second Amendment doesn't say you have the right to own guns. It says you have the right to bear arms, carry them on your person. I mean, this has been traditional since the beginning of time. In the Renaissance, everybody had a sword. Why? We didn't have guns back then. We have the right to bear arms. But no, the government wants to take that even away from us. Why? Because if we are all bearing arms, it is much more difficult to control our ass.
I agree. And I showed last week a video that a lady shot on a cell phone. This is in Mexico. Six well-armed Mexican police officers hightailing it when the cartel showed up to come put a hit on a guy. They hightailed it out of there. They come in and grab the guy from his family, take him outside and shoot him and take off. And the cops are running. Because the cops aren't there to protect you. They're there to do things like, we have another article that's going to come out today. I got an email from a listener. His mom woke up to all these sounds. SWAT team is outside a chicken farm. Going to conduct a raid on a chicken farm. Are they looking for somebody? No. The Humane Society is there to look at the cages. So we got to have a SWAT team go in there and escort these people. That's the lunacy of government. John, we're about to go to break. We'll have you on the next segment here, about 5 minutes. John McAfee running for Libertarian Party for President of the United States. You're watching Rob Dew. This is the InfoWars.com Alex Jones Show. Fourth hour of Overdrive. Thanks for watching.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, into the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands. And it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
day after day, alone on a hill. The man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still, but nobody wants to know him.
All right, final segment of the Infowars.com Alex Jones Show, fourth hour of Overdrive. It's a long title there. My guest for this last segment is John McAfee. You could go check out his platform at McAfee2016.com. There he's got a nice little statement there. The president's job is to find common ground on which all Americans, excluding none, can stand. I'm told that is impossible, yet I can give you one clear example. We are all humans and share the commonalities of fear, love, anger, jealousy, hope, and compassion. If we start there, we can begin the conversation and perhaps grow that commonality into a substantive base to affect real positive change in our nation. John McAfee. And you can also, there's a donate box there as well. Join the movement. There's plenty of ways you can help out. John, what are some ways people can help you out, get to become the Libertarian nominee?
Well, first of all, if you believe in the audience that in any way that I can bring sanity back into this country, then we need your help. Go to McAfee2016.com, press the donate button, even if it's 50 cents, whatever you can spare. We need your help in order to change America. Read the platform. See if you do or do not agree with me. I think that you will find in your heart that you do agree. I stand for small government. I stand for individual rights, which we've lost. I stand for privacy, which we have none of today. None. We are being spied on in every respect by our government, the worst spymaster of all. I believe that we have the right to bear arms and to do with our lives as we please, as long as we don't hit people and take their stuff. So please, just go to McAfee2016.com, press the donate button. We seriously need your help. I'll leave it at that.
And I tell you what, the Libertarian Party is exactly opposite of what you see in the two establishment parties. I've been voting Libertarian, I think, since the second Clinton election. I believe it was Harry Brown who I voted for, because I'm reading about the Republicans and Democrats, and I'm like, I don't agree with either one of these guys. And then I go, what else is out there? And somebody said, well, check out the Libertarian Party. And I went and read about them, and I'm like, Libertarian, that's what I am. Fiscally conservative, socially liberal.
Yes, I think this year is the first year that the Libertarians have a chance of winning. I really believe I can win this election. I do. I have the credentials, certainly not in government. You don't want government credentials, I don't think.
No.
In business, I've run a business. I know that you can't just print money when you want to spend something. I know that the government has become so bureaucratically overburdened that it no longer serves us. It no longer serves us. It was created to serve the people. What's happening? We have to serve the government. We have to do what the government says. Bullshit. The government should do what we say. And as president, I will ensure to the best of my ability that that's what happens, to bring sanity back to this crazy establishment that has become a machine that grinds the soul of whoever becomes part of it.
And if you stand up to it, they will do everything in their power to totally crush you. They'll take your life, your liberty, your pursuit of happiness. They'll take it all from you.
They've already tried that with me, man. I mean, you know, I am the biggest target of the NSA, the CIA, and the FBI now. I really am. I'm followed everywhere I go.
Because you know they're a fraud.
They are a fraud.
Yeah.
The entire government is a criminal organization. That's the best way to describe them. Operating in complete secrecy from the people that they are designed to serve.
Yep. Well, the dogs are barking. They must be voting for John McAfee. They obviously support you. John, thanks for joining us today. McAfee2016.com is where you can find out all the information on his run for Libertarian for President. It's going to be a crazy election season, but we'll be here covering it all at Infowars.com. I'm your host, Rob Dude. Thanks for joining me on the fourth hour tonight. Stay tuned for Jakari Jackson on the Infowars Nightly News.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.